New Hampshire State Police segment brought to you by Auto Fair and the men and women of the State Police. And Major John Marasco, who's been a longtime quarterback or head contact person for us in our weekly segment, and he joins us with some special news. And it's a little bittersweet. Major Marasco joins us, GMI Studios. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Doing okay. And, you know, I owe you many, many thanks. I've gotten to know you professionally and personally, but you have quarterbacked our weekly segment with such meaning over the years. It was never about you. We've met the folks from the Air Patrol Unit, narcotics, canine, sexual assault, troopers, just average human stories about why they become troopers, recruitment, you name it. And I want to thank you because I understand some change is in the air.
Yes, Jack. I'm here in my office, and I've got the Colonel Nate Noyes is with me, and it's always an honor to speak with you, Jack. Yesterday was a great day, and I am so thankful to Governor Sununu, the executive counselors, to Commissioner Quinn for the opportunity to be confirmed as the next director of the Department of Motor Vehicles. Which, Jack, it's a great operation there. I just came from there a short time ago. The hardworking people that are at the DMV, the mission of safe drivers, safe vehicles, safe roadways. All of my experiences with the state police will come to bear there as well, and I just look forward to being part of that team. So, it's a great opportunity. I'm so thankful for it, Jack. We're gonna do awesome things there. And this morning, I want to thank you. I want to thank the Colonel, and I want to thank everybody within the state police. I've been here for 25 years. I can't say enough about this organization and the people that work here, the leaders, the heroes. What people do behind the scenes that that really nobody ever knows about, making differences in the lives of those citizens that we serve. And it's just been an honor, Jack. So as far as the segment goes, we can't thank you enough. You've served us up a platform for nearly a decade. We've had hundreds and hundreds of people that have come on the program and told their stories, troopers, civilians within the organization, mm-hmm. community members, federal, state, and local law enforcement. You name it, the Jack Heath program has served that up for so long, and it's allowed us to showcase how we connect with the people that we serve. So we thank you, Jack.
Well, I go right back to you, and I think of the troopers we've met and the questions I always love to ask Colonel Noyes when I have a trooper on, a younger trooper. I'll ask him, I'll say, do you like what you do? And without hesitation, I just look at, they don't blink. They go, yes, I love it. And I'll say, why? Well, it's different every day and I'm serving the public. And I get that answer constantly. So Colonel Noyes, I know you were looking to move Major Marasco out, but I'm kidding. Colonel Nate Noyes, head of the New Hampshire State Police, talk a little bit about the Major, his impact on the organization, your thoughts on his career and his new challenge and role.
Well, thank you, Jack, and good morning to everybody listening. And I want to echo what Major Marasco has said about our relationship with you and the platform that you allow us to have every single week to really showcase what this agency does and the people that we have working for it. You know, and looking at what John has done, you know, when I was a younger trooper, John was really a mentor to me, especially when I got moved to headquarters. He is a guy, I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to have a very hard time taking this uniform off. I know that. I know he struggles with that. 25 years with the New Hampshire State Police, Concord time before that. And everything that he has done here has really been remarkable, whether it's on the road, in detectives at Troop A, working in major crimes with some of the most challenging homicides that the state has ever seen. The work that he did down on the Bedford home invasion, second to none, gets moved to recruitment and training as a lieutenant and really begins what is our community engagement portion of the state police. Like, he just embedded himself in our communities and really strengthened the reputation that this organization has today in the communities that we serve. You know, he gets moved to highway safety out of recruitment and training. He's a captain in there. He gets moved into a major's position in the Justice Information Bureau. And, oh, by the way, we also ask him to take over investigative services at the same time. So, you know, I'm looking at this, and John and I are meeting and going over all of his duties and responsibilities, and I'm not embellishing when I say I need to find, like, five other people to do what John does. And you know, the key is he does it every day with a smile. I really, truly believe in my core that he feels it's an honor to serve his community. And what I'll say about him is he's destined for much greater things than even the state police. And I'm just super happy that the commissioner and the governor decided that he should stay in the Department of Safety, because John and his abilities and his talent, he's highly sought after. And he could be doing a million different things right now based on his resume. You know, I always say John is two things. He is a good man in his core, and he is the hardest worker in the room. And that combination is very rarely seen. So I'm just excited for him and his family, Jen, Abby, and Cam, and I'm excited that he's staying in Department of Safety, because he would be a huge loss. He already is for the Division of State Police, but it is a win-win for everybody that he's staying put.
Colonel, and we might ask you to stick around for a moment or two to wrap up after the break, but Colonel Nate Noyes, head of the State Police, speaking about Major Marasco, who's now going to be, or is confirmed as the new Director of Motor Vehicles. Even though the motor vehicles, and it's a big umbrella, is under the bigger umbrella of public safety, I'm trying to think, Colonel, in the past, have you had someone recently from the state police active ranks go to become the director? Is that fairly a first or not?
No, this is a first as far as the Division of Motor Vehicle goes, and certainly in my time, Jack, and I'm unaware of anything else. But,
right.
You know, as you know, our Troop G personnel, we're embedded over at DMV. That's where Troop G is. Whether it's commercial motor vehicle enforcement, pupil transportation, driver's education, you know, our enforcement efforts out in our inspection community. So this is even going to bring the DMV and state police even closer together, you know, having John over there.
Colonel Nate Noyes is head of the New Hampshire State Police, Major John Marasco, one of the top commanders, joining us in our state police segment. Live, GMI Studios, brought to you by AutoFair. And Major Marasco, moving on. Confirmed by the governor executive council to be the new director of motor vehicles. And I guess I want to ask both of you, I'll start with you, Major Marasco, a quarter of a century in the state police. I've asked you before why you wanted to get into it. You can refresh our memories on that. But what's your message to younger or other people, middle age, looking to law enforcement as a career to serve? Morale nationally in law enforcement has been battered. You know it's being tested. We've seen since the beginning of the year in too many major cities, police being targets of assassination and attack. We've lost so many officers. It's just very disheartening. It's a tough job to begin with, but you love it. The colonel said you're going to probably have a hard time not representing the state police. What's your message to people looking to get into this as a career?
Thank you, Jack. I want to thank the colonel for everything he just said. And I just told him during the break how much that means to me coming from him. And it's been an honor working with the colonel here in the state police, and he's doing a fantastic job leading this organization. The citizens of New Hampshire are very lucky to have Colonel Nate Noyes at the helm here. You know, Jack, I was at Central High School in Manchester, and I knew as other students were making decisions on where to go to school and to go into the military and do some different things, I knew in my heart at that time that I wanted to do something to serve other people. I wanted to make a difference in my community, and I started looking at what some different opportunities would be, and police work was right there at the very top, and I went to Northeastern University and got my bachelor's in criminal justice and got hired by the Concord Police Department in 1995. And, you know, I'd like to thank the Concord Police Department, Chief Osgood, Deputy Chief Thomas. Those are guys that I worked the road with there when I started back then, and now they're leading the department and doing a great job there. I loved working in the city. It was a great opportunity. I learned a lot about police work. And I met a lot of the troopers that would come into the station with arrestees, DWIs, different events. And as I got to know them, there was an opportunity there. And I applied to the state police, and I was fortunate enough to get hired. And you know, I guess my message for young people, Jack, that are interested in law enforcement and those that are in the field, is that if you have it in your heart, if you just want to, every day that you get up, you want to put that uniform on and you want to go out and you really want to make a difference, you want to change lives, you want to connect with people, and you really have to put yourself in their shoes. You know, I think of a few things along the way. I remember a young man I arrested coming back from a homicide scene during a crazy snowstorm, and he was off the road, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and he was arrested for DWI, and I took him to the police station, and it was his second arrest in a short period of time, young guy in his 20s. And he was crying, you know, after, you know, he was getting bailed. He was crying on the bench, and I came back in, and I sat down, and I talked to him about his life and what brought him to this point and why he did what he did. And but I also explained to him, you can get beyond it. You know, you can change your life tonight when you walk out the front door of that police department. You can go to court, and you can deal with this. And then after that, don't ever make the mistake again. Move on with your life, make good decisions, and you'll have a great life. Well, I heard from the prosecutor that he went and pled guilty for the DWI, and he said, whoever that trooper was that came in and talked to me changed my life. And I quit drinking. I'm going back to school, and I'm all done, and I'm gonna move on. And, you know, there's so many stories that troopers and officers around the state have like that, where if you just go the extra mile for people, you don't know what people are dealing with. You don't know at that moment how fragile they are. And if you're in a position like we are, where you can get down and you can talk to them and you can give them an opportunity to see the bigger picture, they remember it forever. And that's our responsibility. And honestly, that's been a privilege to be able to do that.
And Colonel Noyes, thank you, Major Maraska. Before we let both of you go, thank you for your time. Good morning, New Hampshire. Colonel, what's your message to someone? They could be in their 20s, it could be in their 30s, it could be in their 40s or early 50s, looking at, you know, making a change and getting involved in local or state law enforcement. What's your message? You come from a family of it. What's your message?
Yeah, thank you, Jack. You know, my message to anyone that is looking for a career in law enforcement is, you know, if you're looking for a challenge and you are looking for a rewarding career, which is really a calling, law enforcement is your answer. You know, you can help victims of crimes. You can make a difference in your communities and in your schools. You know, the New Hampshire State Police offers many challenges. We're the only agency that has an aviation unit. We have a major crime unit, a full-time canine unit. You know, narcotics unit. So you want to get into commercial motor vehicles if that's your passion. You know, all sorts of different shifts that you can do out here. And this is a great job. This is a fine organization, and we're looking for good people, and we're looking for motivated people. So it has been an honor to work with John. He epitomizes what selfless service and personal sacrifice really is. He's going to be missed, as I said, but he's off to do bigger and better things, and he is going to have an impact on so many employees that work for the state of New Hampshire. You know, the biggest customer service, you know, if not,
right,
you know, second to the state police as far as the interactions we have, the DMV, with all of the right interactions they have every single day. You know, I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for the state, because with John at the helm of DMV, it's going to be a very, very healthy atmosphere.
Well, I want to thank you both very much. Colonel Nate Noyes, head of the New Hampshire State Police, the main commander. Thank you, Colonel. And Major Maraska, it's been an honor. I consider you a friend. I echo the Colonel's comments earlier. I've always been amazed at the professionalization of our law enforcement in New Hampshire. I think they're some of the best trained, you know, any organization, any industry, whether it's doctors, teachers, you name it. There are some that are probably a little better than the next in line, and they're always a bad apple or two. But for the most part, my time in New Hampshire, and Major Maraska has been one of the leaders in that area. I think 99.9% of the men and women I've met are some of the most professional. And you think of today what you have to be as a law enforcement officer. People don't think about this. You know, it's part, because it is some, there's a human aspect to the job, right? And sometimes when you are dealing with someone like the major did, when the man stopping after the homicide for DWI and trying to change his life, you're part priest, you're part therapist, counselor, you know, sometimes lawyer out there, and the end of the day, an enforcer. And there's a lot to it. So, Major Maraska, thank you for making the organization better. And good luck to you as Director of Motor Vehicles. And I thank our friends at Autofair. So thank you very much, Major and Colonel, for joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire, with the news. And wish you the best. Godspeed.
Thank you so much, Jack. And, yes, thank you to Andy Cruz for sponsoring the segment all these years. We really appreciate what he does. And, Jack, we'll stay in touch. And one last thing I'd like to say, I'd just like to thank my mom and my dad, Christine and Charles, for laying that foundation for me early in my life and making me who I am today. Thank you, Jack.
Isn't there a boss at home, though, that might be you want to mention, too?
Yeah, good point, Jack. Yes, my wife, Jennifer, too. Abby and Cam, thank you. You're always there for me, Jack. I appreciate it.
Colonel was trying to kick you under the table there, but I guess I couldn't reach.
Yeah, he shot me a look, sir.
All right, good luck to you. Thank you very much. Good morning, New Hampshire. When we come back, thank you very much, and good luck to you.